Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for tuning in. Be careful out there. It's wet and rainy and windy. Dangerous out on the roads. Want to get you where you're going in one piece. Peace. Peace, man. P-E-A-C-E. Peace. Get knowing.
Hey, everyone.
Before
Sarah launches into the trash, I just want to say go to the Alice973 Instagram. Last night, Rudy and I saw Death Wish. We're going to be reviewing it today, but we posted a picture of ourselves at the screening.
Oh, boy.
It's a great picture.
I'm going to look it up right
now.
Because
you're in it, and your boyfriend, Rudy.
Rudy, yeah. He's back from Italy. He's got a lot of funny stories, by the way. Also,
oh, that's very cute of the two of you.
Oh, thanks. If you could like and leave a comment.
Sure, I'm going to like it. And I'm going to write, how cute.
That's perfect.
All right, great.
And we'll also be talking about Red Sparrow, and maybe I'll throw in a little bit of game night, too.
Oh, yeah. Talk about all of them.
All right.
I mean, geez. Why would you ever cut yourself short? I can't think of one reason. Good job on
thanks
the social
so
media, Ing Hooman. Great work.
That's the truth.
But if you do like boobs, you'll like it. It's fine. You'll like the boob part anyway.
Right.
Right. Might be a little too gory for you in other aspects. Metallica. Let's start
Metallica.
There. I was happy to see a Metallica
so
story cross my
desk. I'm a
desk.
Big fan.
It was either that or talk about Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry. You know. I mean, I will talk about
what
them.
What about them?
I'll tell you after
all
the
right
Metallica story. So, James Hetfield recently moved away.
He moved to, where'd he move to, do you know?
Colorado, I
yes,
think.
This the very yeah state we were just mentioning.
Right, leaving California. And one of the reasons why he just felt like he was not fitting in here, let's put it that way. I guess he's a little more conservative than his neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he felt like he was fighting all the time. It's not that he didn't love where he lived. And he owns something like 1,500 acres out near Lucas Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Lucas Valley Road. So mm-hmm it's north of sort of downtown San Rafael. It's, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 miles north. So it looks like he just donated. And there was some he wanted to develop a huge tract of that land. I don't know if he was, you know, going to put houses on it or condos or what his plan was for it. But I think he got shot down. I think he was having some trouble, much like George Lucas himself had a little trouble.
Well, that'll sour you to an area where you live as well.
Right.
You get in a few arguments with people about your own land,
right,
and you start to get really hostile about it.
Yeah, I've long thought that. You should just, you know, within reason, there should be community guidelines, but you should be able to do what you want on your own land.
Right.
But that's, you know.
You.
Right. And, of course, if my neighbor wanted to do something I wasn't into, I'm sure I'd be pissing and moaning about
right
it. So he has donated 1,100 acres to the Marin Land Trust. So this, it doesn't mean he doesn't own it anymore. It just means that it can't be developed at all, that it's going to go to, and I think that actually it can have agricultural uses. Let me see if I can find exactly what it is. So in 2011, he wanted to develop some of this, this land, but the neighbors objected. There was a prolonged legal battle that he finally gave up on.
Well, that's always the way. Everyone realizes we need more homes, that there's a shortage of homes. But then as soon as someone says, hey, I'll, you know, put some homes up over here, all the neighbors go, no, hold on.
Right. That's my backyard,
there's
literally.
There's traffic coming through there, man. That's going to make more cars on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's already enough trouble. That's the way it is everywhere.
So the local residents will probably be very happy to hear that he's mm-hmm donated 1,100 of the 1,500 acres to the Marin Agricultural Land Trust. This will preserve the tract for good. It can never be used for homes. It has to stay in agricultural use forever, says the director of the Marin Agricultural Land Trust.
Forever, dot, dot, dot,
I know.
Dot.
The land trust is devoted to preserving farmland. It can't property under its protection can't be developed. The owners actually keep the land. They can just never build anything on it without an agricultural purpose. Usually the trust has to pay for that. Back in November is when I guess this first came up. But Hetfield had a nice comment. He's quoted as saying, you know, we don't truly own this land. We're just temporary stewards of it. We want to do the right thing for us now, for our family today, as well as future generations.
That's great. I like it.
So there is. They call it mind-blowing that he made this this donation.
And the neighbors are probably so stoked.
Yep. Same people that fought him tooth and nail. He gave up, threw in the towel. And just...
Well, from his home in Aspen or wherever he's moved
like, whatever.
To, he's not even tripping anymore.
Right. So there you go. We start with a little Metallica news, sort of. Like Metallica-adjacent news. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom...
broke up.
You know, they did. But they've been hooking up here and there. Like, they've definitely been spotted together.
Oh.
When they can be. I guess that's how they're keeping it spicy. Keeping it happening. Like, we're not together. We're doing our own thing. But when we are in the same town, we are going at it.
All right.
So, a couple weeks ago, actually, there were some headlines where they'd reconcile, but really what they did was just hooked up in some city. She went to her brother David's wedding in February in Santa Barbara. She went by herself, and while giving the toast, she actually mentioned Orlando. She said, we're on good terms, but not good enough for him to come as my date to the wedding. And people in the audience with notepads made a little note of that.
Interesting. That's a weird thing.
They officially called it quits in 2017, but they've been seen together numerous times. They say they're not serious because of their conflicting schedules. They're hooking up when they can. It's very exciting, says the source.
How old is Katy Perry? Do we know?
33? I would say, yeah.
It's 33. According to the story, she's 33.
Oh, it says 33. Okay.
So anyway, I don't know what the future holds for those two crazy kids, but they hook up when they can.
I've only become aware of this because I'm in a relationship and have a kid, but that tick tick thing, man, it's such a weird thing for women.
It's real.
When you have a situation where you are 33 and you've got a career, but you actually have to think about, let's count the years out here and whether or not we could have one or two kids, we may have to do this now.
Right. Well, if anybody can afford to freeze their eggs, it's Katy Perry.
Yeah.
So maybe she did that.
It's just it's trippy as you tell that story that occurs to me because right. I've sort of heard those stories enough now.
Vinny, what was the awards show that Katy Perry just hosted?
It was the MTV Awards, I thought.
Yeah.
And it was awful.
Yeah. I keep thinking, I can't remember which award show it was, but I remember it being horrendous and thinking... $25 million is what they just paid her at ABC to be one of the judges on American Idol. That no one, it wasn't gone long enough.
Well, we'll see. People watch what they watch. You and
that
I love
true.
Survivor, and the hate that comes at us, I mean.
What?
It is crazy.
That room over there, the coldness.
I know, Vaughn.
What about the texters?
Oh, my God, Vaughn.
What
are
about
you so
the
mean
texters?
About it?
That's what I'm talking about. The texters
well,
are the
actually,
ones.
There was a text that just came through a
what
few minutes
saying?
Ago that said don't... Survivor was so good.
What about the other
so
400 texts? What'd they say?
There's so many twists, I can't even keep up. Although I did lose two picks in a pool right off the bat.
Oh. 516, though, says, yay, Survivor talk. I'm so excited it's back. That's good, right?
Yeah.
What about the other ones?
Even though you were going to hear who got kicked off, because it was a double episode, basically. So two people went home, and I know that your power went out this morning. Try to watch it, because
I'm going
to
watch it.
The first person that gets kicked off is such a terrible person.
Oh,
like,
really?
Even in the very limited exposure you have to this person, I was just like, oh, that person is
Is it the construction worker?
So unsavory. It's not.
Oh, well, then I haven't even heard this person speak yet.
Yeah.
The hillbilly's funny.
I love the hillbilly.
You do?
I do. He's so pathetic. Like,
wide-eyed. I've never been anywhere.
Never met anyone who wasn't Caucasian. But I'm here. I guess he's a gay kid from Kentucky.
Oh.
Right up on the West Virginia line. He describes the whole thing and walks you there. I don't know, through the nearby town or whatever. But he's a gay kid. There's nobody gay around him. He's talking to the black girl on the show, and he's like, oh, I just like her so much. I don't have an opportunity to meet many people who aren't Caucasian where I'm from. It's so exciting to meet all these new people.
Oh, so is it Michael?
No, it's Donathan.
Oh.
Donathan's his name?
Donathan. which is great. It's such a perfect country name. I was hopeful that he wouldn't get thrown off, and you'll have to look. Just take a minute and watch it today.
Especially
the first tribal council, because I really am interested to hear your thoughts on this person who just... I didn't even realize how awful this person truly was until the actual tribal council. I was just like, oh, you're so unappealing.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it the first guy who does the...
Just watch it.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you.
All right.
This way it's not spoiled for you.
My power went out. I got up at 2 in the morning to watch it. My power went out 15 minutes into the show. And I was already hooked.
Yeah. It's so good.
Had me. And I sat there like a dummy waiting.
And the Exile Island
thing. Please come back on. Please come back on.
It's good.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting.
That's a nice twist. Great.
Yeah. I really like it. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. They were married for about 2.5 years. Well, they are still married. I mean, they're Splitsville, but they're still technically married. They were together about 5 years or so before that. They're still in touch. They went from being lovers to being best friends, Vinny.
No, they're not. Do you think Brad Pitt's going to hook up with her again?
No.
I am going to say yes.
I think that's scorched earth. I don't think that's happening.
You don't think that happens to people?
Oh, it does.
I do.
It does happen,
I
for
think
sure.
That there's
I
plenty
just think
of people
can't...
who have... You know, a hot thing that's and it goes, yeah. And you're like, I couldn't say one bad word about you, but I'm not into it, and I want to have that hotness, the thing that makes you want to kiss someone or look across the room and go, how quick can we get out of here? Because I am into you.
I think it would be a terrible. I'm not saying it wouldn't happen.
I don't think it would be terrible.
As Jennifer's friend, I advise her not to
Why?
Do it. Because I just think that there's so much...
Water under the bridge?
Oh, you mean to get back with Brad.
To get back with
I'm
Brad.
I'm talking about the fact that the fire went out.
Oh,
and
yeah. Oh, no. I believe that these two are total... I believe this.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
It's out of people, so believe what
but
you
whatever.
Want. But, I mean, there's plenty of time. Like, look, if me and John broke up, I'd be missing my best friend, too. You know? That
right.
Not just the... incredibly hot sex that we have as married people after 25 years.
Old married people.
I wouldn't just be missing that.
Whoa, that's your bro there that just cut you.
She's not wrong.
Right.
I didn't even feel that as a cut. That was more just
truth.
Like that was like she threw a marshmallow at me and I was like, oh yeah, marshmallows.
You're all,
why did you play that?
Because yeah, it wasn't a cut. It was a fast fact.
It was a fast fact.
I say within the next year, by March of next year, we will have seen them out to dinner or hanging out together.
Oh,
Brad
Jen and Brad?
Jen, yes. In the next year.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
You know, I always liked them as a couple. Really was mad at Angelina for breaking that up.
I don't
wild
think...
animal screams in a tent in Kenya.
And Brad's fault, too.
Well,
I don't think no matter how much she's thought about him or even if Justin lets her tape Brad's face to his when they did it, that she could go back to it. Not publicly.
That's how
There's
I,
no...
That, and there it is right there. The fallout from that would be huge. People would just be, look, if she wants publicity for a movie, this is what she should do.
Oh, go back.
Go back
well,
with
sure.
Brad. Even just go out for one night with him. Make sure the paparazzi's there. And then the speculation starts and suddenly you're in the news again.
Yeah, I don't think that she can.
So they announced their Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux. Announced a separation a few weeks after splitting up at the beginning of the year. The source says... because all her friends are running right to the press. She's in an okay place, and she was in control of the situation. She's been leaning on her closest friends for support. Tuesday, she was seen with Courtney Cox. She spent her 49th birthday, February 11th, at Courtney's house. Spending time at Courtney's always makes her happy. Theroux was in Austin, Texas over the weekend. He made a visit to a dog shelter. He's wonderful.
Oh, he's going to get a
posted
pup,
an
huh?
adorable photo on Instagram. Monday, he was spotted back in New York. February 15th, they announced they had split up after 2.5 years of marriage, 7 years as a couple.
I can't speak to what celebrity and, you know, their work life, how that would affect them. But them not having, it seems like kids would be the main reason why you might find yourselves as friends and why the fire may have gone out.
Right.
Is that you find yourselves just chore people, you know?
Yeah. Like but they don't have any kids.
They don't have that.
Yeah.
It seems weird. That's
I know,
their thing.
They're very.
But you've done two stories about. I don't. This is just judgment. It's not good. But
is it celebrity couples? Is
that... Well, I was going to say the two stories you've done about Katy Perry and Jennifer Aniston. They're two of the most beautiful asexual women I have ever seen. Like, they do not come off hot. Or,
oh, I think Jennifer does. I'm with you on the Katy Perry thing. She's like the hottest, not sexy girl I've ever seen.
Both of them to me are like that.
Oh, I don't know, Jen.
Katy Perry, I don't find attractive at all. She's just too googly-eyed, goofy.
I think she's great looking, but I'm not into her at all.
Well, she even when she like dances and stuff, she's like the opposite of sexy. She's like, I don't know, something about her.
Same with Jen Aniston.
Oh, I disagree. And in, is it? Horrible bosses
with the bra and the,
so hot
and the banana.
And the hot dog and everything. That's good. In an effort to reduce any further speculation, we've decided to announce our separation, they said in a joint statement. The decision was mutual and lovingly made at the end of last year. We are two best friends who've decided to part ways as a couple, but look forward to continuing our cherished friendship.
Blech.
Ouch. I'm sick of banging this guy.
Brad's on deck. Telling you.
That would be very interesting. Listen, as your celebrity trash
queen
reporter, I would love that. I'd love nothing more than that. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Do you think, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Brad Pitt's, what now, a year out of that relationship?
Out of the Angelina relationship?
Yeah.
Well, he's never really going to be out of it. They've got seven kids,
but,
five kids. What do they have?
He's done at least 100 chicks since then, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
No way.
That dude gets it thrown at him left and right. Come on.
But I think if that was the case, we'd hear more about it.
Would we, though? I mean, he's got some mansion somewhere.
Sure.
Probably knows where
to go. Maybe he's pulling a Charlie Sheen and just getting hookers.
Hey, Bryn, pull up Ella Purnell, Purnella. That's his new girlfriend, Brad Pitt's, 21. See what you think.
21?
Oh, boy.
How old is he, 40, 50?
Well, mentally, he's 21, so they're perfect.
What do you think?
She looks very young, like super young.
That's her?
She looks like a little girl.
And bags under her eyes.
That's a pretty hot photo right there.
She's very pretty.
There's a million sites saying he is not dating Ella Purnell.
Oh.
He slams the rumors. They're not dating, which...
They're dating.
Yeah, which shows that they're dating.
Right.
Twerking.
Oh.
Okay.
Your thoughts.
Twerking?
Mm. Is it hot?
I've seen it be hot, and I've also seen it be ridiculous.
I'm going to show you a little twerking.
Okay.
No, I'm not personally going to show it to you. I'm going to play you a little video, Sarah. And you tell me, is this hot or not?
I actually think that would be an interesting study. Why don't you do a little twerking for the boys?
I twerked one time on The Secret Show. It didn't go over, so.
You did?
Yeah. You guys didn't even realize.
Was I there that day?
That.
Yeah. You didn't realize I was
None
twerking.
Of us even remember.
Mm. I'll video it when you're ready.
It's not going to happen. I'm an old lady with bad hips.
What?
I don't know.
I thought it was your knee.
Making up reasons I can't twerk.
All right.
Are you going to say who it is or are you just letting me roll it?
Yeah, just roll it.
All right.
All right. So that we're watching a twerking video. How do we like that?
It's a really big butt.
That is a big butt. And there's a lot of movement, which I think is...
Is that what you want?
Yeah, I think you want that. Who is that? Is that a Kardashian butt?
It's not. It's a good guess, though.
Looks like that, though. She's got a very tiny waist and a very big butt. I don't know who. I have no other guess as to who that could be.
That is plus-size model Ashley Graham.
Oh, all right.
There's someone called... I guess this woman is called the Queen of Thickness. A woman named Tokara. She's known as the Queen of... She's apparently the... expert on all things twerking.
Okay. Is she a porn star?
No. I know her because she was on America's Top Model.
Was she a plus size model?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's so she does sort of reality type shows, and she does a lot of modeling still. She's beautiful.
She had unflattering things to say about Ashley Graham's.
Oh, that's too bad.
Twerking.
Oh, what do you mean unflattering?
She just didn't think that she was. In fact, they showed a video of her. See if you can find this. There's a video of Tokara reacting to the video of Ashley Graham twerking, and she's laughing at her, covering her mouth and laughing.
Oh.
But then I looked at the video and I thought, That seems like perfectly legitimate twerking. It's not for me. Like, I don't find that attractive. It's I don't.
I mean, it's
love...
not the best twerking, but she's just having fun.
Yeah, she's just on the beach at some photo
shoot. Hold on.
Yeah.
So if she was a better twerker, it would be better to you in your mind? Or...
No, I don't have a problem with her being a big girl and twerking and having fun. I feel bad that Takara has to come out and throw shade on Ashley when they're both plus-size models. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, Takara.
Like, where's the sisterhood of the plus-size models?
Yeah.
All right.
If there's such a thing.
But I was, you know, excited to see the twerking video after Takara was laughing.
I feel like she put herself out there. She's got bare butt cheeks and she's going for it. What's the matter
there
with that?
There is some motion in that.
I found the reaction.
Too.
If you want to hear it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Here we go. Right. So this is Takara watching Ashley.
All right. Pop, well, there is that. There's that hip movement that for sure I remember seeing. I think it's Beyonce in a video where she's got a snap thing that you just go, I don't know how she's doing that, but there's like, I don't know if
it's
that's double
click even.
Jointed
like a, sure.
or what that is, yeah. But dang, that is there's a snap there. You know what I mean?
Someone
I
says
do.
Ashley Graham was just shaking her butt. That is not twerking.
Yeah, there you go. So maybe
the guy behind her is doing what I think is more twerking than, because there's a dude standing behind her in the video.
Oh,
that
was a boy?
Yes.
Oh.
And that he's twerking behind her.
It was a girl,
do you want to see that video again? No,
that was a boy?
Some dude.
Oh.
Doing a little twerk move behind her. It's just that you can't take your eyes off her.
I saw the long hair, but
globes.
I looked right at the bare butt. And
yeah.
I got
Why would you look anywhere else?
Bare butt cheeks.
Anyway, there you go. It's a controversy. Everyone can Ashley Graham twerk, and does it matter? Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A new trend in wedding proposal, and more after the
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Well,
we do have to be good.
No.
Yes, Vinny. We have to at least show that we put some effort in. You need to learn that song.
Have you ever seen my band play?
I have, and yet
my
you didn't play guitar in that. Your thing is you have to learn that song. I don't know how
this
happened.
Talking about
We're talking
right
about our new boss, Susan Larkin, who's a peach. I'm not saying anything.
Nice lady.
And she really wants to create a team atmosphere here. And one of her big ideas for doing that is a talent show.
Oh.
And unfortunately for us, we were in the room when she came up with this idea. And she looked at all of us and went, so you guys will be in it, right? And all of us looked at each other.
You said yes, and then you start going, Vin, you're going to play.
No, I didn't say yes. I was like, no, we'll do like the second one or whatever. And but she's like, no, you guys have to do it. And Michael Martin sings.
I think you said you were down. And
you said
you were
down.
Yeah, you said you were down, dude.
Vinny specifically said you're going to walk us back as soon as she's...
And then I said that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I said, you're going to try and back out of this right after the boss leaves.
And now I'm telling
you
I'm not.
And now you're backing out of it.
I'm not backing out of it. I said he's got to learn that song.
Oh, well, great, because I walked into some great playing there. I think you guys about 80% there, just a little bit more, and you're good to go. Well,
let's practice it, Vinny. Pull it up.
So I did this one thing that I haven't practiced in a month, and she's like, okay, well, you got to really learn that.
Yeah, learn that good.
Who says we got to be good?
We have to be good. And so, and like to get the pressure off, we should all be in it. And then I think we're off the hook for however many of these quarterly meetings. Like, we'll be like, what? We did the first one. We broke the ice. We did the talent show for that one.
Here's the
like,
trip,
how
though.
Soon
You've
can she
already said this
asked
a million
us?
Times about going to a kids' talent show. You love to see your kids perform, but then after that you're like, you know what, I got a long drive home.
No, I'm interested in seeing what my other co-workers here have to contribute to this. In fact, the thing that Hooman has planned is I can't wait for
so
that.
So you want to watch the morning show from the game
yes.
a bit.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. No, actually I
well, you don't want to be at the meeting at
right,
all
after
I believe
the meeting,
me,
I want to go home.
I feel you.
Yeah. Right.
No, it's I actually can't wait to see the other people in the building. That's why I want to go first. I want to get it over with, and then we'll be able to sit back and just watch
Laugh.
Everybody else. Right. And then we have to be off the hook for
so
the
you
next few.
Are, really?
Well, we said we'd do it. I said we'd do it.
You said you would do it.
Listen, I didn't say
I don't know why you keep saying we.
That's true.
Yeah, what about we? You said you'd do it.
There's no we in you.
There is a I mean, it's a silent we.
No.
No. No, I was not part of this conversation with Susan where I was like, you know what I want to do? Stay after a performance.
All right, you guys are off the hook. I guess it'll be me and Michael Martin because she put the screws to him.
Yay! Did he say yes?
He did say, he texted me yesterday. He's like,
he
so
did?
I guess we're doing this thing.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. Did you guys decide what song?
No. He wants to do, he has his
ideas.
Is
he going to come to your house and jam with
no,
you guys?
No, he's not. I told him we'll have Bryn grab us a karaoke track.
You know,
and we'll do
speaking of Michael Martin.
Yes.
He posted a picture on his Instagram of himself with Robert Plant last night.
I guess Plant
must have performed somewhere in the Bay Area.
Lucky.
Well, and is it, it was like from Oakland. So was it last night, or was it like a throwback Thursday thing?
Well, what was yesterday?
Way back Wednesday.
So,
no,
maybe,
I think he saw him last night.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I saw him, it would have been 2007 or something when I was in Oregon. But Robert Plant, even though he was solo, he did a couple Zeppelin songs and a few of the, what was that other band, the Honey Drippers?
Yeah. Oh,
and
right.
He was so GD great and so effortless. Like, I mean, I guess what is that?
I love him.
50 years of performing right. on stage or whatever it's been. But everything he did, I loved it.
Oh, Vinny, learn a Zeppelin song. We'll do a Zeppelin song
together. I don't want to. It was weird to meet him. And somewhere
you said he had a big head,
right? He has a giant head. Look at the picture of him with Michael Martin.
Oh, is his head big in the Michael Martin picture?
It didn't go down.
Those things only get bigger as time goes on.
Yeah, no, he's got a big head.
Oh,
all right, here we go. This part of the show is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors. It's time to give away some Imagine Dragon tickets. They're coming to the Concord Pavilion on July 24th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And we've got your tickets before you can even buy them. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons. The San Antonio Spurs return to Warriors ground on Thursday, March 8th. All fans will receive a Warriors t-shirt courtesy of Bay Area BMW. Get tickets at warriors.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. This station's website is new and improved, better than ever. And I'm not going to say a long rap on it because you know what? When I saw the IT department yesterday, I said, hey, did you hear our plug for you guys? And he goes, no. What?
Yeah, they're not listening to us.
Jesus!
They're too busy with their heads stuck up their computers.
All right. Well.
Oh, you know what I should say about that is we have Rudy coming in to do a movie review with Hooman, but I also had IT do a little, or digital, I guess is their department, do a feature on Rudy.
Oh.
So go to RadioAlice.com and Rudy Ortiz, there's an article about him on there.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
I can't wait to hear how Italy went for him because that's not a common spot.
Oh, is he back from that already?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I
it's
can't
such
wait
an
either.
Uncommon trip for comedy that I'm very interested to hear how that went. Anyway, here's what's happening.
Okay.
I wanted to mention this real quick. These are the most popular plastic surgeries or cosmetic procedures. So the top five cosmetic surgical procedures, what would you think is number one?
Number one.
Top five cosmetic surgical procedures.
So these are surgeries, not like a Botox.
Right.
I'll say nose job.
Boob job is the one.
Oh, yeah, that's number one.
Number one.
Still, huh?
Liposuction comes in at number two.
That seems tempting.
Nose reshaping comes in at three.
Mm.
Then eyelid surgery and tummy tuck.
Yeah, tummy tuck sounds great. Mm-hmm. You ever seen that stuff that they put like an internal corsage on you? No. Not corsage. What am I thinking of?
Corset.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they actually lace you.
So rather than do crunches, they just find
they find a way to hold it all in.
Or what
all
about right. when they take your ribs out?
Oh, yeah, that's happened.
Well, I know a lot of old people like us or maybe a few years older than us. That eyelid surgery supposedly wakes people, like, it opens your eyes back up.
Makes you look kind of, Renee Zellweger got that. And I was like, who's that? She doesn't look like herself anymore. Yeah.
Top five cosmetic minimally invasive surgeries. Number one is Botox or botulism toxin type A, they call it.
And then what about those cortisone shots?
Soft tissue fillers?
Oh, the fillers, right. Is that what I'm thinking of when I think of the, you know, when they plump up your lips, they plump up your
nasal. Yeah, I think that's what that is.
Yeah, around there.
Right.
Chemical peel comes in at number three. And I want to say that's what...
I know what you're thinking.
Well, that's the first thing I think of, too. Whenever I hear chemical peel, I think of this lady who had to walk around with just the like a burnt face for.
Oh no, I'm thinking of the guy from Big Brother.
Oh, Mark
what guy?
McGrath.
Mark McGrath. Like the way his face is just.
But he
uniform.
Seems like his face is tight, like it was pulled back.
That too.
And still remains weirdly craggy.
But I think of that, what you're talking about, which I thought you were going to mention, that one lady.
There was a person who worked in our, years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
This chick, she comes in like nothing has happened. Like she clearly got this peel that just went horribly wrong. And for a month afterward, like.
I felt so bad for
me
her.
Me too. It was like she stuck her face in oil.
But she might look great now. We don't know.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it really took years off down the line.
Yikes. Laser hair removals on the list after chemical peel and microderm abrasion.
Oh, I've heard of that.
What is that?
I mean, smooth out your skin.
I guess so. I don't know. A lot of people go for that. The microderm abrasion. It's supposed to take off all the top surface of your skin, get down past the wrinkles or something.
If you're trying to think of how to propose to your honey, here's the new trend.
Oh, all right. Got to be on top of the latest trends.
If
this is the one I'm thinking, it's so stupid.
It's the avocado one.
It is. Ugh.
You've heard it?
Yes.
It's all over Facebook, but I guess you get down on one knee and then you hand your lady an avocado and then she opens it up and the ring is in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have questions about this.
Okay.
Because the first thing I thought was if I put a ring in avocado and I'm carrying an avocado around, that thing is going to be coated in avocado by the time. So you're sticking the bottom of the ring, you dig it into the avocado so that the diamond is sticking up and not getting guacamole all over it.
I mean,
oh my God, I love that video.
Thanks. I mean, you have very little time, right, before it turns brown.
Right. You got to take the pit out and put the ring inside. Then you get down on one knee and hand your lady an avocado. People are saying it's a better version of the drop the ring in a glass of champagne move.
I don't know. If you have to carry it, I mean, it seems like you got to do that in your own kitchen. Like, how long do I have to carry this avocado in my pocket for? And it's quite a bulge.
I could see if your person loved avocados and you were the first person to do this, I could see it. But the idea that I don't know. It doesn't seem like you're putting on something that's not you. There it is.
It's cute.
There's a picture. Bryn found it. It's on Instagram.
Yep.
There's a ring and an avocado and she's taking a picture of it. And it does look like a perfectly...
perfectly delicious avocado that's
de-seeded.
Been ruined.
What do you call that?
Depitted. Yeah. It looks delicious. Let's get a little salt on that.
All right. Well, now you know.
Well, I'm glad I know.
Would you like that?
No.
You wouldn't have liked that?
I mean, sure. I'd like anything. I mean, you're psyched to be proposed to, but I don't know why that's a trend. Like, stop it.
John proposed to you on a beach, right?
He did. That's a very well-known way of doing it. Go to a beach, sunset.
What beach were you at?
St. Petersburg, Florida. So
oh, this was
the beach
in Florida. Yeah. Right. So there are beaches there everywhere.
Yeah.
And was the beach a special place for you too?
It was not. It was just we were staying at a hotel there as a little weekend getaway as a couple. And
so he knew the whole time.
Oh, yes.
He had the ring with him. And was that by design that he said, hey, let's go to Florida for the weekend and had the ring?
We lived in Florida at the time. And so he worked for the Hilton. Uh-huh. At Disney World. And so he would get discounts at other Hiltons.
Oh,
so
nice.
We would go to, you know, various Hiltons. And
got it.
Yeah. So we went to, so it was wherever the beach is, right outside the St. Petersburg Hilton.
That's where it happened. Oh, and you've never gone back?
No. Actually, no. one time we drove from... I can't remember. I think St. Louis down to Florida. Like, remember we did that road trip where it was the parking lot party?
Oh, yeah.
So we wound up going down the left-hand side of Florida, and there's incredible bridges that run through that whole St. Petersburg, Tampa area. Huge, just crazy, beautiful, long, miles-long bridges.
All right.
And so as we were going by St. Petersburg, we were looking for the Hilton. I think the Hilton's round. There. So we're looking for this particular because we knew that.
Right.
So we're telling our kids, and they're like, Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah, who cares, mom and dad?
That's not neat. We don't like it.
We're enjoying the bridge, but you guys pipe down up there. Old people with your dumb stories.
Well, it's a story that started your family.
That's
Come
right.
on, kids.
I agree, Vinny.
All right. Well, that's fun. Thank you for sharing that with us.
It's not an avocado story, Vinny.
Right. But, well, and I would actually argue don't do the avocado. You know what? Do a classic. Find some space that's exclusively you two, wherever that is, and drop on the knee and just ask.
And pop the ring box
that's
open.
The
we see
there
them.
You go. Whack. Open it up.
Oh.
Ask.
So romantic. I would like you to marry me.
And be ready for some derelict to pick the spot to sit and camp that you picked out. So be ready with a backup plan.
Or a bat.
Because, right.
Get out of here.
Or have a 20 in your pocket. That's right. The move. If I'd had a 20, I'd have just said, bro, here's
beat
20
it.
Bucks. Can you get out of here for a minute?
Yeah.
Come back in 30 minutes and it's all yours. Instead, I'm perched like a billy goat on the side of the rock ledge.
Hope I don't drop this ring.
Worked out.
It did.
She
now
said
you're
yes.
married. It's wonderful.
I'm not married, though. But I did have to get over that hurdle walking down to the beach with the, something in my pocket, like all, oh, crunch. This is so weird. I got a list of the 10 most comforting comfort foods, and we just had the number one comfort food yesterday.
Grilled cheese?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is so great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's easy, it's
chocolate,
delicious,
ice
buttery.
Cream, pizza, french fries, mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, mac and cheese for sure.
Mashed potatoes, cookies, yep. Fried chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, fried chicken. Oh,
who can ever find that?
What do you mean?
It's at every grocery store.
Fried chicken is at every grocery store.
Yeah, well, it's at my Safeway.
Yeah.
And you get it
the
there?
The deli,
If I was desperate for fried chicken, I could go there and buy some pieces of fried chicken.
But wouldn't you think it's not going to be as good as, say,
I don't care. It's still fried chicken.
Oh.
It's fried
chicken. Yeah, there's a couple places I go.
You do?
Mm-hmm. The burger place by my house, Burger 101, has great fried chicken. Oh. There's a little place, actually, Vinny.
Shame.
In San Carlos, on El Camino, there's a little... a place called Creole, something. But they have, it's like Louisiana, or rather, New Orleans style food.
Okay.
And so they do good fried chicken there.
You like it?
Yeah, they have like a Sunday special where you get the fried chicken with rice and beans and all kinds of stuff.
You just cannot argue with fried chicken.
Yep.
We used to have a KFC right by my house, and that closed. I was pretty bummed about it.
Popeyes, you know, is delicious.
I've never been to Popeyes.
I don't know. This was a couple years ago, but I was watching, I think it was a football game or something, and KFC commercial came on. It looked, and I just went, you know what would be good? Let's go get some KFC. And we went to the store, and those teenagers there behind the counter staring at the ceiling that, you know, they were out of everything that you could ask for.
Really?
And they're like, we'll make you some. And I just went, you know, I'm over it. That's the last time I tried to get it.
Mm. Oh.
I'm over it. Ugh.
That's too bad because, man, it's good.
They do make it look good.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sure.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. People are writing in a lot of stuff about the Pulp Fiction talk, Marcellus Wallace. Guys, it's Marcellus Wallace. That was from much
Marcellus,
earlier.
Marcellus, right. Ving Rhames' character in Pulp Fiction. And I actually am going to start next hour with a story about Quentin Tarantino's next movie.
Oh.
I know, it's very
exciting. Is it going to be Star Trek?
It is not.
Oh.
Sarah, speaking of J-Law, did you see her hilarious Stephen Colbert interview?
I did.
He kept pouring her rum, and she gets wasted.
She did get lit. It did seem like it. At first, you know, because she thought it was going to be whiskey, so he pours in because it's brown. And she takes a sip. She goes, whoa, what is this? He goes, it's rum. She goes, rum? Like, who pours out rum? Like, 3 or 4 later, she's like, rum! Who knew I was a rum guy?
Who does pour out rum?
I don't know. It's Colbert. I guess that was all he had.
151.
He's like, oh, he goes, oh, what, do you want a drink? And then he's like looking around. He's pushing out on the panels behind him. He's like, I'm pretty sure there's some booze in here. So he finds the bar panel. And sure enough, there's a bunch of booze. He pulls out a bottle.
Rum, though.
I know.
Ugh. I mean, I think you mix that with Coke, but.
I would. Yeah, I don't. I'm not a rum fan.
I wouldn't drink it either.
I do like a Mai Tai. You know, that's nice. But you can't really taste the liquor in that. And actually, aren't mojitos supposed to be rum? Are those rum?
Are they?
No. You're the one that drinks mojito.
I think they're rum.
Yeah, well.
Pina coladas are rum.
Yep, white rum. Mojito.
If you like pina.
What?
Keep going.
Colada.
And getting caught in the rain. and the sound of the ocean and the taste of champagne. If you like me, love at midnight. Yeah. In the dunes on the Cape. And you're the one that you looked for. Come to me and escape.
Is this like a...
Is that what you're going to sing with Michael?
A dating thing or what? What is this guy that, after? Yeah.
Yeah, he puts a personal ad in the paper and says all this stuff, and then this person responds to him, and they're like, oh my God, this is great. This is a person I've been looking for. And then they show up together, and it's their each other's significant other.
Yeah.
They go, oh, it's you. I didn't know.
It's each
other. That you love. It was their, like they were about to go cheat on each other. They both were going to go cheat on each other, but then they.
Oh.
It's each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they cheated on each other with each other.
Yep.
Right.
What a burn.
That is so dumb.
That is real.
No, it's not.
Well, they can't be mad at each other. They both went for it. You know.
They can't, though? Really? Because
humans are ridiculous.
They fell in love all over again.
They fell in love all over again.
They did?
Didn't know. I didn't know you liked pina coladas.
It seems more like an honest human reaction would be, you cheating bitch! Yeah.
You're the one who placed the ad, you rotten scoundrel!
Right! That seems to make more sense.
Like,
that argument.
Here we are.
I'd be like, I knew it was you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I knew it had to be you, and I just came to save our relationship. What are you doing? What are you trying to do? All right, so the Quentin Tarantino thing and more.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.